This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Just like that.
Yes, sir.
Just like that. You open the video, we right there.
You know what time it is, man. Yeah. Hi. This is Random Order Podcast, episode 69. Welcome back. It's your boy Jermaine Richards, also known as Quentin Quarantino.
Yeah.
B-Baby Trey in the building.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Good, baby Trey.
Yes, sir. Young Sebastian.
Young. What's happening?
You know what time it is, man. Young Jewel in the beat, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, man. As always, another amazing, great fucking episode. Chop it out. We chopped out an amazing episode. This is like a great fucking episode, man. We covered heavy topics such as throwing birthday parties that make people do too many things, PS1 to PS5, MP3 players and iPods, breaking into people's houses, Charizard Pokemon cards, stealing cars, and the time Sheldon stole 3 or 4 wheels, man. Listen, before we get into this episode, man, for our YouTube viewers, go ahead, hit that subscribe button. And to become a true Notre Dame Eagle, hit that bell thing, man.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, man. Give us a little video, a little thumbs up. Enjoy the episode. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Yo, man. There better be so many smiles on faces right now looking at the computer screen.
Look at all them smiling, watching these eagles.
Knowing.
Flying.
Yeah. Knowing y'all niggas know. You know what it is.
That's
you know,
all she wrote.
You know when you go to a Wendy's and it's mad late and you know you're pushing it a little bit, but then they say, welcome to Wendy's. How may I help you?
Yes, sir.
12:01 type shit. Close at 12 type shit.
Yeah.
That's this feeling right here.
That's this right here. Honestly.
Listen, I know. Wow. It looks weird.
No, don't.
This episode is kind of strange.
Yeah, this is. I didn't. Yeah.
Kind of fucking strung this shit together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Does it look weird?
It's a little bit.
They can't see everything. What is weird?
Yeah.
What is normal
these days?
Exactly.
Yeah,
fuck that. Yeah. Go with that, man.
Exactly. Yeah.
The thing is, from my angle, I only see your eyes. Like right now, I only see your eyebrows.
Same. That
fucking, yeah, I'm looking at your forehead right now.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Yeah, man. I know you did.
Rise and shine.
Yeah, I know what time it is, man.
What y'all been up to, man? Florida boys.
Man, you know what I'm saying. I just
do they know?
I don't even know if they know the update.
Yeah, do they know?
What's the update? Oh yeah, I kind of moved to Florida and shit.
Yes, sir. Shout the fuck out today.
Yes, sir.
Yo, me and BJ. Chat. Let me tell y'all niggas something, man. This nigga been working out different, bro.
Holy.
Come on, man.
I'm going to put this goal out there right now. I told him the other day in the gym. I told him, Jermaine, Christmas 2021, and make sure y'all know this, you going to dunk a basketball.
Oh.
Christmas 2021, today, this nigga is dunking a basketball.
Yes, really?
And I told him, this would be the greatest thing you've ever done in your life.
Yeah. He dunked a ball?
He was squatting when I said that to him. He put the weight down and he paused. And he paused for this long. Damn, sorry, it's my phone. And he looked at me and says, I think you're right. He said, I think you're right. That'll be the greatest thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
this nigga could dunk a ball. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Jermaine Rich. The thing Jermaine is,
I'm
fucking shit.
I'm like right there.
No, but the thing is, though, yes, you're right there. But, like, when he says you're going to be dunking, I'm picturing you flying. Like, you're not just
some home court type shit.
You're not just dunking. Like, we're not talking about squeezing. Not just straight up.
I'm talking two hand. Like, if I pass Jermaine a ball in the post, he could probably do a little step back spin.
It's up to me on what dunk I want to do.
Whatever you want to do, it's going to be your choice.
Let's not say whatever.
Okay.
I'm saying a two-hander in the post. Jermaine's dunking the ball next year. This nigga is working hard. I give credit where credit's due, and this nigga is working hard right now.
Yeah, well, give me my crevits.
Crevits.
I need some crevits.
I remember one time I was like, I was trying to dunk a ball downstairs, and I kept going up and like going up. Remember I sent you videos of me dunking the ball downstairs? Mm-hmm. So one time I was like, it was that same time and I was trying to dunk it. And then I fucking like jumped and my ass clapped.
What?
Yo, that's why you only ball in the tight.
First time. The first question I have is, did it clap upwards or sideways?
No, because I jumped up and I guess I came down and just.
Oh, man, like you went sideways in it.
I don't even know, but like I know it clapped for a reason because like I didn't have my compressions at that time. I just had some baggy bangers and I was just in that hole just laughing alone. So I thought like you doing the attempts to jump like I'm like, yo, you know, you could get like that, you know? But, like I'm comfortable with myself.
My cheeks were once like that. It sounded like I dropped a pack of hot dogs.
One
time Joe had us in the gym doing some shit. We're standing against the wall and we had to jump.
At LA Fitness, we're jumping, touching the wall. As soon as you land, you jump back up.
That was just for me. I didn't do shit. I just wanted to see y'all do that shit. That was just for me. You notice I've never done that ever again, right?
Yeah,
you never done that. You notice you walked into the gym, you did that one time and never again.
Yeah.
Yo, my shit was clapping. I couldn't even focus.
Yo, you know what's fucked? It's because like, yo, it comes down to compression shorts. In the gym, I'm always wearing compression. I looked at Jermaine the other day. He was doing some shit. And you said the acorn joke. Jermaine said, I'm acorning right now.
Whoa.
And if you fucking know, you know, bro. It happens. And I was like, bro, you got compression shorts?
What's the acorn? For people that don't know.
It's when like, you're working hard in the gym.
Hard.
Like, you're working hard. So imagine like all the blood. All the blood in your bodies and your muscles.
Yeah.
Wherever your body can get blood to put into the muscles,
it's all your muscles.
Like,
yeah.
All the blood.
Yeah.
So your penis just shrivels up so fucking embarrassingly small.
Remember, your top goes inside your body, so it's like, I don't know. You kind of look like you got an Audi, but it's your top. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Pretty much like, you know what I'm saying? Top is in your body.
Yeah, got you.
So Jermaine said, I had Jermaine do some crazy shit, and Jermaine said, yo, I'm acorning right now. And I looked at Jermaine and I said, Jermaine, do you have compression shorts? He said, no, I don't have compression shorts. I'm like, well, come on, of course you're getting the acorn.
Yeah.
So y'all's ass was clapping that day because you don't wear compression shorts.
Yes, sir.
And like, I give you one pair of compression shorts, a nigga wear it for everything.
Bro gave me compression shorts, that shit changed my life. I said, he's not getting these back, 100%.
Why would you give it back?
Because in my head,
I'm taking them back.
Yeah, you make up the simple, like, you know, mathematics of like, all right, I'm going to work in these fucking dank. Like, you never want these back.
No, I would have took them back.
The thing is, I used to put compression shorts over my boxers.
Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah,
right. I did it on the podcast. Weird as fuck. Learned that. Yeah. Oh, fucking, I'm supposed to do that?
Yeah. You said that's weird?
That's weird.
Yeah, well, niggas be swiping the ball in ball, so like, I should be coming down. So it's
no,
like,
bro.
Different layers. Now I don't do it that way.
That's like wearing like,
bro, that's dumb as fuck.
Two boxes. I don't know, fucking why?
Yeah,
I can't even think what that's like. There's nothing else in the world like that.
That'd be uncomfortable.
Oh, it's definitely a lot. Like it was comfortable to me at the time because I didn't know anything. You know,
compressions under or over the boxers.
Over the boxers.
So boxers on. And then, but y'all don't know. Like, my boxers are already like compressions. Know. Like they're already really tight on me.
I know. We wear like the same types, but still it's fucking
boxer briefs.
I don't wear baggy plaid boxers no more.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I thought we said boxers.
No, to be clear, I'm 14.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't wear those anymore.
Yeah, okay, good. No.
Thank God, bro.
I wear those. I'll show you my license, nigga. I'm very 27.
Yeah,
but it still didn't feel right. Take off the compression shorts, and then you got the fucking outline of your boxers just snapped into your.
It's funny. Yeah, I feel like it's some shit you niggas just don't know how to do, and like I know how to do it. I'm just like, wait, why don't you know how to do this?
Yo, I don't know.
It's always like sports shit that you niggas just don't know how to do it properly. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Shell's fucking knows how to do it too. Shell's like had his run around with sports
for sure.
Yeah, I'd just be at the crib and shit.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know how to fucking throw a football or something? What do you mean?
Yeah, like I'll pull up to fucking
a spiral, bro. What?
Yeah, like
yeah, I could do that shit, okay. But like if like if I'm putting on like the fucking jocker or the fucking the shit, I may put a shit on like cover my asshole or some shit like man, you know,
like the way me and Shells run the soccer field, like I do not think you could be out there with us
in a playing soccer.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you're probably right.
I wanted you, but
pretty wild still.
Yeah,
I was in the field, but yeah.
Yeah,
as a kid, I got two solid goals in my soccer career.
Yeah,
my 8-year-old soccer career.
Yeah,
he did.
He told me I lost my mind. Like
league soccer or just regular?
Yeah, we did house league.
Little Tim Hortons. I wish I did that.
Little Tim Hortons shit.
All I know is just fucking old, like Afghan guy who just looked like he had a very regular job was also my soccer coach. Who the fuck is this guy yelling at me and shit? But yeah, nigga, I gave that nigga two goals. I got my fucking participation trophy.
That's your bill, whatever, for the league, no? Was it paid?
No, my dad paid.
Yeah, but I mean, somebody got paid.
Like a bill.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my dad. And yeah, my dad would be in the stands and getting mad at me. Yo, there's so much pressure. That's why I fucking probably hate. Bro, this guy's always in the fucking stands getting mad at me and shit. I'm like, bro, this was your idea. Yeah. Drop loot for that. He thought it was going to be fucking young Zidane.
That nigga definitely thought we were about to be Ronaldinho. I'm like, my nigga, like.
Yeah. I mean,
I ate pizza before I came to my game. Like that's supposed to be like about this shit. He just never really. I don't know. We didn't have a choice. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when you don't have a choice, it's just like, I mean, as a kid, I'm like, bro, I'm chilling right now, like fucking playing. Remember fucking Roller Ninja on the computer and Super Mouse? You guys play like free arcade games and shit, bro. We had
not those.
Roller Ninja? I was playing Zelda and shit.
Yeah,
we hit it real.
What year are we talking about? Like
2001, 2000. 2000, yeah, 2000, yeah,
64 life.
I had a PS1. Yeah. I was chilling. I was playing Driver.
Yeah,
bro. Driver was lit.
We got PS1 and Driver was crazy or some shit.
Yeah, what?
As PS1 was going,
yeah, we got on the back end.
Y'all hear about the Sony PlayStation?
Yeah. PS1 was elite.
Nah, honest to God, it's actually crazy because thinking back to when we first got our PS1, I actually did not know what the fuck that was.
Really? Yeah.
PS1.
I had no idea. Let me know if I have to sit up, man. But I had no idea what a PS1 was. I remember Nadine or whatever the fuck. Her name was, what's her name? Shout out to her. But like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, sir. 4L. 4Lers.
What's her name again?
But like, yeah, like fucking Nadine or something. She was my dad's friend. And I think for Christmas, she gave us a PS1. And it was a slim joint. Unless all PS1s came, no, they came fat.
Yeah, I thought it was a giant.
No, yeah, it used to come like bigger.
Yeah, they like came slim. We had a slim. She gave us a slim joint.
That was like a smaller one that they came out with.
Yes, sir.
For real.
Yes, sir. Baby, I didn't know what it was. Small. It literally looked like a fucking a CD player.
I had an OG joint.
It literally looks like, it looks like a, you know, like the fucking, the DVD shits in like the minivans.
Yes, sir.
It literally looked like that. The TV just comes down. Like, that's what you
had a TV on it?
Yeah.
No, TV on it, but like that's how it
PlayStation 1 slim. I got plugged into the hole. That's how that whole look.
Oh, that motherfucker. Yeah, I didn't read niggas with that.
Yeah. Honestly, so there was a chunky one and it was more of a square, and then this one looked like a message machine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like when you go say it, it looked like a message machine. So she got us that, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then, but we was Dreamcast boys. And then, I just wasn't up on game. And then this is when that all started this. So shout out to Nadine. If that's the name.
Man.
Yeah.
Nigga, we was playing that fucking demo CD for like.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
My dad was on like,
Cold Borders and shit.
Yeah. My dad was
came in a magazine and shit, right?
Yo, what a time, bro!
Facts. Bro, the demo was a full game for us. This doesn't feel like a trial, nigga. Yeah.
Look at us now,
PS5s and shit.
Yeah. Well, not we're not there yet.
I know none of us got.
Me, bro.
No, I did.
Bro, like I've been on Kijiji every day.
This nigga on Kijiji Oh God! Look at the screen.
Yo, let me tell you something. I was on it one night because I just check every night. Like I check throughout the day just because when it goes up, you want to catch it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I seen this one. It was like $750, which is like not bad because it's like $700.
That's like with taxing a game, you're paying that.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So I'm like, boom! I message the dude. I'm like, yo. Is it still available? This nigga, Joey, he goes, nah, this is a fake ad. I'm trying to drive the prices down on Kijiji because they're too crazy.
He's sick for that.
He's like,
he's sick for that. He's fucking sick for that.
He's
sick for that. Like, for me buying it, for me trying to buy it is definitely like, yo, fuck you for that. But like,
but then
like on the outside, like, yo, you helping me,
bro. Trust me. We had a little conversation. I was like, yo, that's fucking smart. He's like, yeah, man, like me and five of my boys, you all posted like five ads. So sorry, but like, yo, this is just getting out of hand, these prices. I'm like, yeah, you're right, bro. He's like, yo, you should post them, bro. I'm like, yo, I might actually do that, bro. Because
if anybody wants to send me a PS5, nigga, I'm down.
You know what I'm saying? Retail thing.
I definitely went into the Walmart line and I got as far as getting it in my bag.
Oh, the virtual.
Yes, sir. Oh, the cart. Yeah,
the cart. Because you can't go in nowhere. Mm-hmm. So I was filling the hoe out, and then I got to the part of like putting in my information. The site freezes, whoop doo, and then it says like it's just not there. And I'm just like, the whole time, like, I'm not getting it. If I get it, I'll tweak. But like, you know what I mean? I ain't get it, but. You know what I'm saying? I was just chilling. I had a mindset of I'm not going to get it already. So I was
just make enough. Cooling. Just make enough. Don't you want more money?
Just make more. That's what I'm saying, blood. Like, just make the thing.
Hey, I'm telling you, this is the PlayStation. I want one.
Like, man, you low. Yo,
this is the fifth one.
I personally don't know. I know two humans that have a PS5.
Yo.
I played it.
Not enough humans.
Shout out my dog, Meech got it. Like, I think it's bringing back. Oh, the system looks nice, and like you kind of want it. Like, I always wanted the 360 because the 360 kind of looked cute. Like, how it stand up. You know what I'm saying? Then the PS3, like I still had that bitch right though.
It's hype.
It's a title.
Like, it's definitely PS3. Hype. I think.
Like, wait, it's a lot of hype. But
it's super hype, especially like the fact that I'm like hyping on this shit. It shows how hype it is because I don't need this at all.
Like, but also, I want one.
You know what I mean? But I just want it, like.
But also, really look at the gaming community has like grown so rapidly to the point where it's like it's not only us. Like, I remember back in the day, it used to be like a kid thing, like only kids would want the shit, like a couple of youngins, a couple older heads would want it, but like no one's really into that. Now it's like you have youngins super into it.
Every gamer is 35, I think. That's stat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I feel like that was up. Yeah,
10 at one point.
Yeah,
games.
Because it's like you have us that's like all like in our 20s that we really want it. Then like, you know what I mean, the older heads all in their 30s that still want it because that's Ryan's and people now. And then the younger slime. So I feel like it's just like there's hella people that want this shit now. So
that's true.
Mm-hmm. It's the same thing though.
My thing is, why would you announce it if you didn't make a billion?
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Like, why are you telling me about this PlayStation that doesn't exist technically?
You guys didn't start making this
begging shit.
Yeah.
Huh?
You want to see men's bag?
Yeah, it's a marketing. Yeah. It's definitely a marketing ploy.
Sure.
But they said they want to see people get stabbed
over the shit. And they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You
want my station, bro? You want my station?
Like, pull up to Microsoft. Anybody get stabbed for this shit?
Xbox is going on sack. Like, y'all didn't even release like the same time, and no one's like, oh man,
that motherfucker sold out.
Though. I really want an Xbox right now.
No,
I checked.
Xboxes, they're gone too.
Yeah, they're gone. But like, I feel like the resale.
They're not reselling.
The demand
like,
is definitely high.
They're not reselling like PSs. You know?
Yeah. Yo, but why? What? Like what? What's the big difference?
It's just a preference, bro.
It's exclusive.
What though? Like,
no exclusive.
The controller and shit.
Games on Xbox.
Controller.
No exclusive games.
Yeah, no exclusive.
That's
games.
That's the big.
Well, they do have exclusives, but like people like the PS exclusives better.
Yeah, and it's just like once you like someone, it's like Mac and fucking Windows. Like once you like the software better, it's just like that's just it. Like me, I was always a PlayStation guy.
Y'all mostly know PlayStation guys?
Yeah. Waleed is like the only Xbox kid I know.
Waleed is one?
Yeah, Waleed's the Xbox kid. He's been playing Warzone off the Xbox like
honestly, I feel like it's on and it's just a fucking like group thing too, nigga. Everyone talking about PS. Niggas want PS, you know.
Waleed actually has the Xbox. I don't even know. I'm gonna be honest. I don't even know what it's called. I'm gonna say X. Series X. But yeah. I know nothing about the shit, but he has one and he's just like, yeah, I'm getting a PlayStation. But he had an Xbox before and I'm like, yo, why don't you have a PlayStation? Like, where is this type shit? And he's like, yeah, I have the Xbox. I'm like, all right, cool. But like, I don't know. I feel like
there are those games that come out that just transcend like past just gamers. I feel like Warzone was one of them, right? So it's like, he probably just had an Xbox laying around. I'm not going to go buy a new station just to play this one game. You know?
Right.
I feel like you just got to have a station, though. Like,
you can witch.
Maybe it's just like, I don't know. Maybe that's just like
honestly. Thing.
But.
And Xbox not even running deals and shit, bro.
Like, you got to run deals, bro.
Yeah, run deals.
Bro, yeah, run the deals. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like they just, I don't know. They got too caught up in this rivalry thing of fucking Xbox versus PlayStation. And PlayStation, I feel like they were just on their BS and they did the right things. They took the right moves because, first off, I never rocked with Xbox off the strength that them niggas were trying to make you pay for
online. I'm like, that made no sense. PlayStation 3 was free.
I
didn't give a shit. Yeah. You make it glitch, kick me out games. I don't care.
It's free.
It's free. Zero bro.
Especially like when we were playing PS3, we were like, what? High school, like grade 9. Like, well, we're not trying to drop bread on that.
That shit matters,
didn't
bro.
I didn't have a credit card.
I'm a kid. And we were just talking about that. We're on Twitch now. All the niggas is up on Twitch now going crazy. But I'm telling you, if we were on Twitch in 2009 when we were at Fletcher's.
Holy fuck.
Different.
You know the type of shit that was going on?
Different.
In those PS parties in 2009?
Different. We would definitely be canceled, but
You know, that offensive. Sure. But the kill of the death ratio.
Do you know what kind of bodies were being caught?
Bro, for no reason. Young ass kids, no beards and shit. My dad's coming home from school. Fucking pussy.
Bro, niggas was elite back then, bro. Like, I got PTSD for my niggas. I wiped on that shit. Bro.
Yeah. No, real shit. Like, niggas stopped talking to us in school because we were going, like, really, really crazy on them the night before.
Mm-hmm. Niggas are still feeling it from 2009. I see them to this day. They remind me of that time I fucking nuked them and shit.
Yeah. That's the thing. I was dropping nukes. Like, my name was fucking Nuke Putin, man.
What?
I don't know. I don't know. But I
was. Duke Nukem? Who's Duke Nukem? Nuke Putin?
He's a video game character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
I was trying to think of a nigga's name that rhymes with
Smash
Nuke.
Bros. Nigga?
Nah, he's a shooter. This is a shooter. You ever played Doom?
Doom, yeah.
So Duke
yeah.
Nukem was like a parodied version of Doom.
That's that alien shit.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't really alien. A little bit, yeah. Like
you know what I don't fuck with.
Point is, man, like I was really on that shit, but I also wanted to transition off this from the PlayStation talk. Y'all done with it. To say, like, it's crazy how we all knew that with every iPhone that would come out, Apple would slow down their other iPhones. And everyone knew it. It was a thing that everyone was aware of.
Oh, really?
That we would talk about. You didn't notice?
I knew it was speculation, but I didn't know. Is it confirmed at this point?
Talking about this the other day.
They came out now. So we were always, like, saying that, like, yo, why is it when your phone comes out, whatever, they slow it down, blah, blah, blah. But Apple came out and said, like, yeah, that's true. And it got hit with a $113 million settlement or a fucking
lawsuit.
You know, like, 2 years? That was, like, 2017.
No, I was like... Oh, for real?
Yeah, it was a while back.
I literally just saw that shit on Twitter. I was like, good fool. Like I thought it was because they released the 12.
Like 3 years
so
ago.
So what was their reason?
They definitely fixed that shit up. As soon as that announcement came, I'm like, nigga, my 7 is acting like a 12.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Bro, my shit stepped. It was like, they tuned it up.
Yeah, my shit. But it's already like,
yeah, you got me.
5 days ago, Apple will pay $113 million for battery gate stolen of iPhones.
So the case probably
so probably the case just settled. I saw it the other day. I didn't know it opened, but yeah, like it's just crazy.
$100 million, huh?
What's your most used app, Safari?
My shit, Incognito.
Incognito Safari.
You spent 1,000 hours.
Incognito. This is a brand new phone, so it's not set up yet.
No transition since we're talking about bullshit. I was using the washroom and I was in the public washroom. I was in the public washroom and I saw a sign saying like, don't flush toilet paper down the drain or whatever.
That's going in the hole.
It wasn't the toilet paper. It was like a little bit of a rougher paper, but it was still thin. But they're like, yo, just don't put
the little
paper
brown,
down.
The brown paper?
But it was by the toilet?
But it was the white ones. Yeah, it was by the toilet.
Why would you put that down?
So that was there. And then I was just looking at that. And I'm looking at the sign. And I'm just like, okay, if you guys understood what came out my ass, like I'm certain.
Just to get rid of that.
You would tell me not to put that down there. So like, how is it that that? How is it that that can eat that? But it can't eat it. It didn't make sense to me. Oh my God.
So you know this toilet flushed a dragon down the fucking
You guys will go put the brand on the
Yeah, it's because some niggas are fucking chopped, bro. My bro finishes using the bathroom dog. Like, I'm like, I just fucking know you just put on 20,000 pieces of toilet paper for what? Because, like, every time this nigga's done with a bathroom, the toilet paper is touching the ground.
It's so funny that we're talking about this.
You know what I'm talking about? You know how like I like it's a loose part. It's a starting point of the tea paper, right?
Yeah.
Every time I go in, this nigga's done it. It's on the fucking ground. I'm like,
bro, that's something he just chokes on. Yo, up. It's like, a small thing, but yo,
dog, shit. Yeah, I literally had to like check myself because like, I took a shit and I just like did one of these, like just to just grab and however much comes off. And I ripped it off and I realized I had like 9 or 10 squares. I'm like, bro, I don't need all this. So I literally like ripped 2 squares. You know,
bro,
then what I had to do, ripped another tooth. I'm like, look how much paper I could have saved. Like,
bro, my bro has no regard.
Yeah. That's
when I was a thing, youth, like, I used to do that shit. Wrap it like an oven mitt around my fucking hand. But like,
I don't know, nigga.
Just, nigga, yeah. Every time
you wash your hands anyways, bro.
Nah, man.
No, what do you mean? Be mature, though.
What?
You wash your hands anyways.
Bro,
anyways,
what are we talking about? So he's like, he didn't want the fucking shit to touch his hand, so that's why he wrapped it so much. But like, you wash your hands anyways.
Yeah, but no, it's just like, okay.
I'm still not about to touch it.
I'm not going to touch shit, but I'm saying, like,
sure, I'm
going to
do whatever it takes.
I promise you, bro. I've been in positions where I'm like, yo, I may have to pick my shit up right now. Look at this shit. I'm like, yo, I flushed 5 times and it's still on the floor. Like, I have to pry this off somehow.
I promise if I touch my shit, I'm very upset. I'm highly upset if I touch my shit. No, regardless if I wash my hands or not, I'm very upset with that.
My finger busts through the tea paper. I don't know, man. Shells, I'm the most grownest one out here, man.
I'll be
grabbing my shit, but like, bro, if I touch my shit while I'm wiping my ass, I'm not getting
you're
mad.
I'm not gonna be happy.
I wash my hands, bro.
That's not mature shit.
I go in, whatever, how long it takes.
You understand what you're trying to say? I'm kind of lost.
I'm just saying.
It's all good if he touches it.
I'm just saying.
It's not all good.
But I'm saying to waste toilet paper or to just wash my hands. That's what I'm fucking weighing the scale on, right?
Like, bro, that motherfucking tree's gonna have to be on the floor, nigga, because I'm not touching it.
It's like yakking on your hands. If you're yakking, it's like, oh, I'm about to shower after this anyway, so
I'm fucking yakking on my toes. Like, what the fuck? I'm still trying not to. Yeah, I hear that.
I'm trying very hard not. So it seems like you're trying a little bit, nigga. I'm trying very hard not to touch.
Yeah.
Beer
and toilet paper.
Bro, yeah, the time is for real when you're just like, might just be a big mountain.
When like, yo, it's just not going down. You're just standing with your hands at your sides like, okay, what now?
Especially when you're not at home. You're at home, you just fuck, yo, fuck this. Just close the lid. Let that melt. When you're at a next person's base,
I've never done that, bro.
Fuck, man. I'm gonna have to touch it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the whole time you look at yourself naked in the mirror just fucking watching.
It's like, can we put on my socks at least?
I've been there before, but I don't remember what I did.
Are you like trying to crush the shit?
No. You know when you take one and then like it's just on the bowl, like it just didn't make it.
It's like on the side,
But then it's like it's hot under there, so it's like it's just it sticks to that.
Yeah.
And then you get to the point where you flush it and then you just like you just see the things that are just not moving.
Bro, so you're like, usually
you
always laugh a little bit and you flush it one more time because you're like, you wait for the water tank to cool off and then you say, all right, maximum flush.
Nothing. So then, yo, I have my ways of like what I do, but like I'm not proud of it.
Because it depends. Like, first off, bro, make all toilets the fucking same, don't. I hate the ones with the shallow, like, son. You know, the super, like, the
water's
that
low.
Like, ever so slanted, right? Like, yo,
yeah,
yeah,
bowl.
So sometimes it's on, like, the fucking...
Yeah, sometimes I piss
on the ramp. And then, like, the water, you flush it, just goes.
Sometimes I piss on it with some force. It's like, please come off, bro. I feel like I make it on harder sometimes.
Nah, holy fuck.
Can't keep it a stack?
Of course, brother.
I thought you were, like, saying you were taking the, and, like, mushing it, like
I'm not gonna fuck it.
You know what a fucking toilet bowl cleaner? I just take that shit and just push it down.
Yeah, but then
it gets stuck in the bristle.
You just twist it inside the fucking toilet, like you have to flush it.
Yeah, exactly. Or put it right on the water and it comes out.
Exactly.
Sometimes I turn like a water slide. Quick and say,
trust me.
Yeah, fucking spider in there.
I'll keep it all the way 100. I think I said this shit, but I don't know. I doubt I said this shit here, but there's this one time.
I don't know what's eating right now.
I had a low point in my life. And I was just, I was in a different type of toilet, the one that you're describing, where it's like a little shallow.
Trying to be fancy and shit.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know what I mean? It had to have been like a Copacabana night. If you guys don't want Copacabana, it's just all meat.
All
just
meats.
A meat Brazilian shit, house.
Mm.
So this is one time and I'm just taking one. And then the you know what I'm saying, it come out, and they just pin my shit up.
Wait, what? Oh, man.
It just pinned what?
What? Yeah, I think this guy turned this around.
Yeah,
where is he going? I'm, you know where
he's going? Nah, I know exactly
where he's going. I know where we're at.
What do you mean?
I know where we're at.
It just pinned my shit.
Oh, it pieced your top?
No, wait.
Yo, be very clear. Since you're already here, just be clear.
No.
What we're talking about here.
No.
You know, the same thing that we're talking about that stick to the bowl.
Yeah.
What's the hell? You know what I'm saying? If you're sitting down, what's right beside the bowl?
So you're saying you dropped it.
I guess it went down.
Why you signed your time?
No.
Yeah, I've never been there.
It was cold on the bowl and hot on. I'm like, yo.
Whoa.
Never been there. Can't relate.
Yo, sometimes it's like a totem pole. And it just leans over and just crushes
your entire piece of shit. Right, I'll never say I did that. Chat. I keep calling these niggas chat. Chat. I've never done it.
Yo, that's the fall in some direction. Usually, just
I can't relate with you, bro.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Sorry to do that.
It's bad.
Holy fuck!
It's bad.
No,
make your
toilet deep,
that,
bro.
Make your toilet deep, man.
There's gotta be better design still. Well, I've seen the same 26 years of my life. Toilet's been the fucking same, nigga.
Bro,
everything else has changed.
All I did was add the fucking button on top.
Yeah, like this
one uses less water to flush. Bro, use more.
I need more,
bro.
Like
more bowl.
Yeah. Whatever's in fucking airplanes, get out of my crib, bro. Fuck that shit.
Just
clean that motherfucking.
Don't shit. I just be like, man. Y'all had to use the airplane toilet at any time.
Nah, I didn't do all that.
Yeah.
You never did that before?
No.
You ain't never dropped one in them?
No, no.
Boy, I've been on that motherfucker.
Look at that shit. Where the fuck that shit goes?
Hey, you gotta look for the brand, nigga. Where's
this from? I keep this shit. Johnson & Johnson?
Say Johnson & Johnson.
I need every toilet to say, yo, close my lid before you flush it, because it's just that much power.
Holy fuck.
That's what I need. I went out to eat. And I'm just like, I'm sitting down as a restaurant fills up. I see everyone like getting ready for this birthday party that's happening on beside us. And like they're coming in, they're fucking blowing up balloons and shit. And they're doing all this shit to set up like this one dinner. Big fucking 2-9, however old she was turning at the table and shit. And I'm just like, yo.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why?
Yo.
Why? Why? Like, why leave your crib? Like, get a table.
I was going too deep with this.
Why the 29 balloons?
I was like, why do we celebrate getting older? Why do we celebrate getting closer to death? Like, that's what my mind was saying.
No, just like,
see why
I
do all that? See why I do all that?
Like, yeah, like, yeah. I just never under, like, honestly, I get it. It's not for me. But, like, I would never, like, tell my friends, like, yo, guys, like, really need you to come to my birthday dinner. Like, it's gonna be lit. I have the birthday balloons up behind my seat. Like,
we had to talk a couple months back.
We did, right?
We had to talk a couple months back, and I was saying we need to do more of that shit.
I think we could do more of that, but like, you don't need the balloons. You don't need all that.
Why
like,
not? If that's gonna make
hurt
him happy, fuck.
You right, shit. Maybe it's just not for me.
I see a motherfucking character on their birthday.
The talk that we had. I don't remember who was there. I don't know why I feel it's just me.
Get closer to the mic.
I don't know why I feel like it was just me and you.
Was it? No, we were talking about it. It was all of us. I think it was on a podcast. Maybe. I definitely know we were talking about
show,
it.
Like, right there.
Okay, definitely on a podcast.
I feel like we were mad nonchalant about shit. And like, sometimes you gotta celebrate those moments a little more. Like, you don't have to, I mean, it's levels, of course.
Yeah,
you
know, I feel like I just know my levels. Like, I would never fucking tell niggas pull up on me and like.
I'm just not making people do. 30 I'm not making other people do things. Like, I'm not going to make 60 people do something for me.
Unless I pay for it all, or like, you know what I mean? It's all covered, or a restaurant says, yo, come out, let's all eat dinner. Like, even then, that's going to be very intimate. It's going to be very small. Like, 10 niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, like,
you're getting blessed. Like, you're happy to be here more than, you know what I mean? Bro. Like, obviously, I'm happy to have you, but like, fuck. Like, I hate when I'm at someone's birthday. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, don't make me
put myself home, in that position for sure.
So, but we've all been there. I've been to dinners with you niggas at fucking tables. I'm like, bro, why are we here? And we're just like, yo, we gotta go. Why am I here? No, like, no family. I can think of maybe in all of our fucking years that we know each other, we've never been to one like dinner together.
Nigga, me? You know I don't do shit I don't want to do.
I'm pretty sure there's one I can think of. I'll try to think of it, but I know we went to fucking, I didn't even know whose birthday it was, but. Well, Auntie Debbie and whatnot, we're in like this back room, and like there's three different tables and shits, and the person that invited us, we're not even sitting beside, and we're just fucking there, and like,
bro,
Okay, that one fucking time last year, that shit that we fucking escaped out of, nigga, that I really didn't fucking want to be there for sure.
Yeah,
which one was that?
It wasn't the birthday.
Oh man, that wasn't the birthday. That was a launch.
The nail trip.
We ain't gonna say yes. We ain't gonna say no. We ain't gonna say it. We don't know listen.
Get the fuck out of that. But I really wish I don't want to go too.
Yeah, we could.
But not late. Like come back to a clean. All right, here we go. Restart and go.
Yeah, that one. that one. We just cut you off. That one.
I feel like at those things, you kind of build your memories. Like my fucking birthday last year, nigga. Like, best time of my life. Never forget it. And I didn't want to do that.
Your B-Day?
Yeah, my birthday last year. I didn't want to totally do it different. Because of the same shit we're all talking about.
They're totally different.
No, it's not. Because I didn't really, like, I didn't care to do that shit.
Hold on, stop. Explain what you did for your birthday first.
I went to Arizona. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I went to Arizona for my birthday. I didn't want to do that. That was a birthday gift.
Yeah.
Very special individual.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do it. I'm like, I fucking go for my birthday. I don't give a fuck about my birthday, nigga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I let this person do that for me for my birthday. And, like, y'all, I'll never forget it. You know, so I feel like those.
But that's beautiful.
Like those times, be it like a trip or be it like, yo, if we get together, we say, all right, this is Trevon's birthday. Like,
but I've been doing that.
Not really.
I've been moving different.
Not with us, nigga.
I went to Hawaii. I wanted to do it for my birthday. We went.
I didn't get invited.
Waleed had to go to a party. Mm-hmm. He was going to dinner. And I said, oh, like, can I come? I'm not just going to chill at home. Like, I'll pull up with you. Like, whatever. I know the guy. He says, yeah, but there's just one thing. I'm like, what is it? He's like, oh, it's $1,000 per person.
What the fuck?
Ask me if I went.
Yeah, the fuck, right?
That's crazy.
How long did it take for you to say that?
How long? I turned around when he said that. It's a thousand.
Wait, what did you say? What kind of birthday, nigga? Yeah, fucking going.
Fuck. Bro, and this one talking about, you want to talk about like making memories, but then it's like, nah, yeah, man. You could.
You could remember that.
I'm not going to forget that. Yeah, like, but I'm just like, nah, like, that's too much. Like, I couldn't do too much to that point where I'm like, all right, yeah, I'm like stressing crazy. Niggas. Like, either pull up.
No, or, I'm not going to do that.
You know what I'm saying? Because even if you go out and you're at a dinner with like 30 people or whatever, like, bro, getting that bill is just so stressful. Like, I'd rather just say, oh, yeah, I'll just pay for it. Like, fuck, that's such a fucking
hit. No, I'd rather catch the guy slipping
yeah.
by the bathroom and just fucking
snuff his guts.
Pour down a cup of water. Yeah.
I was, I can't even remember how it came up, how the conversation came up, but I was talking about, just the way you would scroll on an iPod and like just that feeling of like
or the click wheel.
Yeah, you know, you're just like circling through your shit. Man. Like
I'll do that shit right now, nigga.
It's crazy because you had that motherfucking pink thing. Mm. You had that pink thing, and I was always so jealous. I never had an iPod because my dad didn't want to buy it. But we had like we went through the MP3 wave and we had the dollar store MP3s, MP3 players. You remember that?
I had my little iRiver thing.
Mm-hmm.
You had your little
fucking iRiver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my iRiver was booming, let me tell you that.
Yeah. I think my shit was a Samsung.
You had some Samsung?
The Samsung shit that like was a kind of like a phone. But No. This is after I leveled up from the Dawson. Yeah. Dawson was like fucking
about to say
15 songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got off the iPod though. I went to an MP3. I had a Samsung one too.
But it's like, excuse me. It's just crazy like that time that we went through where it's like, yo, we had to... It was such a process to like, okay, you got to get your MP3, then you got to plug it in, download it with your computer. But then them times computers are mass slow. Then you have to download it either through LimeWire, FrostWire, BearShare, fucking whatever you're using, Morpheus. You dig what I'm saying? Get it how you live. Download it. Sometimes them shits is not even the real shit. It's like a next nigga's cover to fucking Lil Wayne's Sky's the Limit. It's like, bro, that's not easy, man. When you try to squeeze in the download before school, internet was not how it is right now.
Yeah. Bro, you be sitting there fresh, nigga. You're fucking you're just sweating. You don't have a check issue. You got download ticket. You're fucking walking.
You'll be late for that shit.
And the files are corrupted on your MP3. Yeah,
or you just have a porn video for some reason on your iPhone. Yeah. Wait, nigga, I thought this was fucking genius.
Especially, I got the most popless when I was trying to download Suck It or Not by Cameron. I remember that. Because, yo, Suck It or Not with fucking Lil Wayne and Cameron.
Yo.
Trust me, I got
slob on my knob shit or whatever.
Slob on my knob, shit, like, oh my god, shit, all that.
Oh, you're guaranteed to get some bad shit. I'm gonna read them shits though. I'm gonna slob on my knob, Bro, suck
kids
it or not,
nowadays will never even. I don't
petite
even
young girl
understand.
Slobs on 10 BBs.
Yeah,
I'll take more. You never know. This could be real slob.
These little kids will never understand that.
They'll never understand.
Nigga, it's on
that.
Your phone now. Yeah. Dude,
never. It's
bro,
all right there.
You sweat
it's
downloading
such
music.
Easy access.
To download 50 songs, you're fucking sweating.
Yeah, we have to teach ourselves, nigga. Like, I taught myself. I had no big bro.
Uh-uh. There's no YouTube.
And, like,
bro,
it's just me.
Yeah. The whole world is learning as you're fucking doing this shit.
Yeah.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, bro, like, damn, we sound like fucking old niggas.
But it's all right, because it's like, we really came through that fucking, that stage. And it's just like, you even go further to that, because I was like talking about how I never had an iPod, but I had mad iPods. Mm. And I'm like, all right, how did I get them? I'm like, oh, either stole them shits or I found them shits or I bought them off a nigga that stole it from someone for like $30. Mm-hmm. And then that brought me to
amazing
the
amazing prices always.
They had the best prices. Facts.
$20.
Yo,
dad.
$10.
Look what I got. Troy, where you get it? Fuck off. You know, like, I'm mad to get it myself. You know what I mean? Like, nigga would always ask. Remember how like much my dad was on me, bro? Like, even going to Wonderland with you and coming back, I'm like, bro, like, this nigga want to know everything I was doing. I'm just like, bro, like, I'm just getting it out here.
Mm-hmm. Bro, he wants to know everything.
Bro, everything. But that brought me to the time on when a certain individual, for some reason, Beanies in Brampton just went up. Like, if Beanies was a stock price, that motherfucker shot up in 2010. Bro, so I remember this is one time someone broke into a house around the area. But mind you, they're leaving school at lunch, breaking into cribs, coming back to the school and selling what they just stole. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, one nigga's gonna catch up to the nigga because a lot of niggas live in the area. Like, it's like my house is right there. A lot of times I'm like, bro, I go home and literally check my windows and say, like, yo, did they get my shit?
You know what I mean? Nigga, my ADC was activated, bro. Yo,
standing stickers on every window, bro.
Yeah, sure, sir.
Yeah, I'm out. So there's this one time one boy came back to the school and he's like, yo, I got this Mac. Mm-hmm. Niggas like, yo, whoa, the Mac, like, what's the price on the Mac? It was going for a suite, like, maybe.
Bro, you
like,
never see a laptop in school at first time. That was unheard
yeah.
of.
Yeah. Bro, you remember
computer?
Oh my God. When nowadays, we started bringing our fucking
computer
Macs
to school?
Yeah.
Different. And that was a statement to bring the Mac to school and say, none of y'all niggas touched me. Like, mm-hmm. brought my Mac, but low key still had to hide it.
Yeah, for sure.
100%.
It's on you all the time. Like,
yeah. Put it behind a newspaper yeah. and shit.
Niggas walking home, like, forward. I remember, like, looking.
Yeah.
I had my dogs with me too. You
know? Yeah. So I remember this guy was selling this Mac for a very sweet price, and like, he's just walking around, just letting everybody know the deal.
Mm-hmm.
And this girl said, hold on, look. That's mine.
No way.
You don't remember
oh,
this?
Oh, yes. Yes.
No. You should remember this in your right away from when I tell a story.
Because he tried to sell it to me. He's like, here's the thing. I don't know the password.
Yeah.
But it's 10 bucks, nigga.
10 bucks?
Bro, it's like 100 bucks. It's like 100 bucks. Yo, the thing is, when you told me the price,
you know the man.
How can I have
you know the man.
No, you know exactly what it is.
You know exactly.
I don't remember.
And you know who exactly whose laptop it was.
Ooh.
It was that fucking crazy of a story.
So okay,
you got the sales pitch.
Her mom was a teacher at a school.
Her mom was a teacher
at her school. So.
Oh
yes, yeah. Everyone knows.
Oh no, yeah. Damn.
That shit was the wildest time. I'm just
I got
like,
the sales pitch in the last stars. I was like, I gotta say something. What? I pulled out a silver fucking computer, man. $100 I think I was thinking about that shit.
Yeah.
It was scary those times, bro. You just never knew if you were next.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been the nigga that got next. Either you join him or you go against him. That's when you turn into a bad you for a little bit.
Yeah. You have to go through it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I turn into a bad you for 3 weeks. Cause I'm like, fuck, I'm not trying to be next. I'm sure that nigga can ride out.
Yeah.
Take a bike, nigga. Fuck it.
Yeah, I done took a couple bikes in my life. Maybe like one, but it was honestly
it wasn't in my
was
heart. Man.
Like on the fence, I'm like, all right, this is nobody's, but I'm just going to take this shit.
Yeah, no, the bikes were crazy. The bikes were, that was.
Bikes were a wild piece.
Bro, I remember that black.
I
remember what?
I had a black spray painted.
You spray painted black, spray now painted bike. Mine, it's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I how good is beers if shit is all black? Your bike used to be pink, right?
Well, you had a dyno, no? Exactly. Like, this is just a black one.
This is
my fucking
dude's bike. Exactly. Exactly.
This is
my fucking dude's bike.
This is not a mongoose. This is maybe the same frame as
a black fucking bike. Yeah,
this is just
bro, that's really
bike.
That's really what it was though. Just,
yeah,
bro, you take the stickers off. Matter of fact, sometimes you take the stickers off and that's it. Like, what do you mean? It's not a mongoose. What do you mean? It's not a dino.
Nah, it's just a fucking default bike.
Yeah, what are you talking about, bro?
This is just
bro. What do you mean?
This is a basic bike.
My bike stay getting robbed. We already did that.
Yeah. Your bike. That's a famous story, bro. Honestly, my bike never got robbed before.
I had like three.
Yeah,
bikes
my bike never got robbed. I was neat with it. Like I never rode my shit till I had a lock.
Yo, imagine having your car stolen.
That happened to me.
Where's your car?
That happened to my aunt.
Oh, your driveway. You're on.
I couldn't believe it. I never in a million years.
Where's my car?
When she came inside and said, take the keys, I said, what are you talking about?
You did not say how they said that. Bro, you're like, I'm
things. That's what you. I said. We're talking about.
Tech up the things.
What you fucking shoot your boots got stolen outside or something? Sorry,
someone took the newspaper off.
Yo, so what happened was, so it was winter time. See, my aunt is like, she's like a warm up the car type of person, right? So she'll go outside, she'll turn her car on, she'll come back inside, make a coffee, whatever, and then leave to go to work.
Yeah.
So while she went inside to make her coffee, a man was fucking freezing. You know what I'm saying?
That was probably cold.
That was cold and saw the fucking the smoke coming out of the exhaust.
Let me just go wait in the car just to warm up.
Imagine how fucking he reversed that and beamed.
It wasn't even 5 minutes that she was inside.
I would reverse off the street. I wouldn't even put it in drive. Yeah, if I'm in reverse, that's the one gear I'm in until I'm safe.
I couldn't believe that shit.
That fucking needle's gonna be bouncing on 30 or whatever.
It'll be so easy to find it. All you gotta do is look for a blue actor doing 300.
Very easy to spot me, nigga.
Trust me, bro.
Bro, I just don't have that in me to take a car.
Yeah, I got pretty close.
You can get like that. What?
Taking the car.
You got close to stealing
the
car.
So
check this out, man.
Yeah, check this out. So I was dating this girl, scene. Mm-hmm. And you know you're young, you just feel like bad shit impresses girls. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, no.
Never thought that. No.
Nope. Well, that's what I thought. I thought it made me look cool. You know what I mean? So I was like, I was spending the night at like her cousin's house with her. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? So that's a rare case.
No, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was a rare case. That's, you know what I'm saying? I'm like 16, 17, right?
Yeah, I'm on my bridge and seeing.
Yeah. So her cousin was like not super old. He was like probably like at the time, maybe late 20s, mm-hmm. like probably our age now. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna run a mission tonight. He's just telling us, yo, I'm gonna go get these rims off this car. Mm-mm. So I'm like, yo, I'll roll with you. You know, my brother's done that before, so it's something that I kind of knew about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, I'll roll you, thinking that my girl's gonna go, oh, this guy's a bad boy,
oh
whatever.
My God, Sheldon's
coming. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, no, he's not going. I'm like, nah, I'm coming with you. Like, I know what it is. Da, 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 so.
Oh, you have a fitted on?
I didn't have a fit on.
Minus 10.
I feel like it'll be backwards at this point.
Motherfucking roll. I think it'll be a lower spot, like coming eyebrows. I'm going to go take these rims up.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was just like, new rims. I think it was like 4 in the morning or something like that. He just woke me up. He's like, yo, let's go. And we just rolled out. I guess he been watching these rims. So he just, you know, he knew to play wherever he knew the house was. We just pulled up.
This is fucking menace to society.
It was like, you know, like a fucking Formula F1 whip where like they pull in the pit stop, bro. It was like quick, bro. Like,
shut the fuck up. You left the rims on axles?
We left that nigga on brakes, man.
the tires?
I'll say the brakes.
Rims, tires, everything, yeah.
Did you roll it
on,
bro?
We ended up only taking 3 out of 4 because he just felt like, yo, I don't know, it's like something. Let's just get out of here. Let's get out of here.
I'm saying you're fucking saying this.
It just doesn't matter. Like, niggas don't know it was me. Niggas, that
happens.
Now. Bro, that happens, bro.
You understand where the fuck you're saying.
You were very specific on saying so we just left the
50,000 viewers.
Majority in Toronto.
Yeah, you
know somebody car was on one wheel, nigga. Formula One wheels. You ever woke up and saw where we was missing?
That shit happens so much, bro. I'm telling you.
What, nigga?
It does. Y'all don't know that?
No. Nigga, nah. Niggas, the rims get left on one.
That shit happens so much, bro. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yo, bro, just chat,
take
man.
All my wheels at that point.
Yeah, drop some comments down below if y'all shit got left with 3 wheels in your driveway. Probably this nigga. We gonna get to the bottom of it.
That shit happens in Florida like every all the fucking time.
Yeah, yeah.
Brampton, shit.
That shit happens with what bicycles.
What grade was this?
Don't even give him a time, player.
You
really going?
You got 27 years.
And if the police listen, this is just a hypothetical or fictional podcast.
I may have just been in the car. You feel me?
For entertainment purposes.
It's 10 plus years ago.
Hold on, you had heavy machinery?
No, because that's too loud.
That was crazy.
That's too loud. Yeah, it really is. Like,
you're spinning the fucking
wheel. Yeah, that's exactly what it is, bro.
Bro, that's too much. There's 4 wheels times 5 bolts. So
looking up at the window.
I got the 20 bolt now. Yeah.
And then you got
that nigga like he was doing it, so like he knew what he was doing. Like I just rolled the tire out.
First fucking rodeo. This nigga been doing.
Yeah, no. Well, if it's definitely not his first rodeo, if he took 3 and said, "Yo, let's get out of here."
Yeah, like
this nigga's done that a couple of fucking.
Yeah,
that was his thing. But shout out to that boy. Hope he's doing all right.
But who stole a dirt bike one time? Sean, you have anything to do with it?
Nah, I never stole a dirt bike.
I ain't steal shit.
I feel like someone told me a story.
You guys never stole
a motorcycle.
Yeah, he went through this.
Somebody stole a fucking motorcycle.
Yeah, like you stole like little shit, like
jammed
candy and shit.
Bar one time
yeah.
And hit it in fucking cat food.
Fuck it.
really
that's the thing. If you catch me stealing, it's so harmless, and like you're definitely gonna laugh. And if you don't, you're weird. Like,
I definitely
fucking scanned some macaroons and called them up fucking cashews. Like, you know what I'm saying? Definitely took some turtles in bulk and told y'all niggas them fucking jelly.
What? Isn't this flour, nigga?
Oh, that's not jelly beans. It's
fucking what? Who put this fucking protein bar in the handle of this cafe?
What?
Get this out of here.
What the fuck? Who fucking unraveled the top of his cat food, picked up the fucking Gatorade protein bar, put it in there, wrapped it back up? Who the fuck did this?
Nine protein bars in the cat food? That's not cat food.
My cat wouldn't throw up if it ate this shit. I would never give this to my cat.
My cat's allergic.
What the hell? Can I get another one?
My cat doesn't even eat this shit. That's so stupid.
Let me go get another one, but let me take this bag back.
Try it again, nigga. This
is back. My cat doesn't eat human food all the
So I was watching an interview or this documentary on like 6ix9ine and like how shit went down. The same shit you said.
Yeah.
And there's just one point in time where he got caught with like he got pulled over and then he did the dash and the cops are on him, but he was with a girl and he told her, he's like, yo, how the drugs in your pussy? Like what? Like I would, if I got caught, I'm like, all right, that's it. I got caught. Like, I'm not gonna say, bro, you have guns in the car, hella drugs, and you're trying to say, yo, hide some of the drugs. In coochie.
So where are you putting the guns in?
Yeah. Huh?
The shit adds up.
No, put 20 years in your vagina real quick.
I remember looking at 90,
the
nigga.
Shit adds up, nigga, trust me.
Nah, it's true. Like, yeah.
But still, like, yeah. I can never, like, be like, yo.
Shorties will do it, though. Some shorties will do it.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it in songs and shit, but I was dying when I'm like, yo, the fuck is nigga serious about this shit?
I'm putting a bird in my nose, nigga.
Yeah, like, I'll put half a chicken in my, like, hoodie. Like, you know, like, that's the most I'm doing, like, in my hoodie, but fucking.
So, officer, that's my stomach, bro.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my stomach be hurting, huh? Uh-huh. Let me go get that and just go pee in the bush over it.
Talk about this Twitch right quick, bro.
Yo, what y'all, yeah. y'all on the Twitch,
let's,
man.
Let's talk about this Twitch right quick, bro.
Yes, sir.
Shell's obviously been on Twitch since March.
Yo,
yeah,
you know,
March. Yeah.
Trey been on Twitch since about August.
Yes, sir.
Really?
You all present before that, August. But
yes, sir.
I just started Twitch last week.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
We over the...
Yo. Yo, crazy.
Yes, sir.
Man, man, let me tell you something about... That's the thing, man. Like...
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, that's the thing. What? Nah, we told y'all we was coming full effect with this Twitch thing, man. It wasn't just one, it was the whole thing, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all getting the whole package. Mm-hmm. But everyone's on there. Honestly, it's a crazy community. Shout out to Twitch as like a whole platform, because it's like for a nigga that's on a lot of different platforms, like I have to say, like Twitch is like, it's mad confusing, but it's like it's a good like platform, like how it runs, because it runs through so, like, there's Twitch and there's Discord, and then there's like,
bro,
all this shit, but like,
Twitch is my favorite.
Yeah, yeah, I see you having a good time. I know you could generally see someone having like a great time. Like, I would just tune in, not even knowing you're on, and like seeing this nigga, like, because it's a good way to feel. It's a good way to feel like just like a part of something. Like, I don't know, like, obviously my brother, but like, and I went on that, I'm just like, damn, like I felt like I was in that bitch.
Yeah,
like,
you're just
vibing
me,
right,
you
now.
See,
like, me, yeah. I told you, like, I had something to do that night when you were streaming. Now I'm just like, man, I looked at my bags, I looked at my fit. I'm just like, I'm finna just chill right here on the couch. You know what I'm saying? And just vibe out with Disney.
Yeah, what was on tonight, man?
That night with my Twitch was crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I just want to like say shout out to my Twitch community. Jeez. They make that shit super fun. I'm sure like y'all could relate. Like, your communities 100%. Makes me fuck with it. So shout out to my community. Everybody on my Twitch, y'all on my Discord, I'm talking to y'all right now.
Yeah,
shout out to all of y'all. Y'all make that shit mad special.
Facts.
Now we're gonna drop everything down below. I really encourage you guys to go over there on Twitch and check us out when we're streaming. Definitely gonna get a little more organized, get some schedules up so you guys can catch us there. But definitely stop by. The all the Twitch links are gonna be down below. Mm-hmm. Y'all go stop by. Shit, Jermaine may even get on.
Yes,
Twitch.
Get my hands on a PC. See what
let me find out,
man.
I gotta say too, like, for me, always being on Apple, like getting back on the PC, like I'm kind of fucking with it,
right?
Yeah,
same thing. That's how I feel too, bro. Yeah. Like, I like it, man.
I just press buttons and fucking play, nigga.
It's like, crazy that before you could hear your computer, loading.
Yeah.
My mouth is dry to restart fucking water. You could fucking hear your computer saying.
You knew when it was ready. Yep. And yeah. When the fuck it was not, nigga, she used to be fucking tweaking.
Yeah.
It sounded like a bitch about stand up and walk away.
We said this shit before, like when we come home from school, like get upstairs, bag on, sometimes fucking shoes even on, press that fucking button from now.
Bro, there's
now,
no tracking.
And now it's 30 seconds, bro? Now it's 30 seconds. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's why we came a long way, man. Yeah. But you definitely would press that. And it's so fucked to see, again, shot Twitch, but it's so crazy to see niggas opening Pokemon cards. To think we had that shit just at such easy access, but now it's like, the Charizard is like rare, going for $100,000 and this and that. I'm like, bro, yeah, like
I had a Charizard card. Yeah, I remember I had it in plastic, nigga. I had all my shit in plastic. And I gave it to my bro. And whatever the fuck little niggas do with their shit. He fucked it up. I seen that Charizard.
Fucking put that shit in his sock.
Bro, I seen that same Charizard card I had. I sent it to this nigga probably last year. Selling for, what was it? Like 25 racks or some shit like that?
25 bands?
No, I think it was more. I think it was 100.
Whatever it was, it hurt my heart, nigga. I had the same exact card. I remember even back then it was rare, nigga. Like when I had it, it was like grade 5 I got it. And it was rare. Like, mad rare. And I gave it to my little bro when I grew up a little bit. Like, here, take shit, nigga. Like, flex it. And now it's selling for 100K, whatever.
That's crazy.
But it's just so nuts that like all that shit was like, yeah, bro, niggas like, okay, for example, Sean Witherspoon bought hella like, I totally forgot. You remember you can buy the square packs?
Your arms come off.
Never happened when you get like shakes.
The deck box.
Their arms come off.
But you remember them big boxes like that?
Of what?
Of Pokemon cards. It was like the whole train. Yeah. You take them up like Bulbasaur's on there. So niggas is buying that, unpacking it one by one, trying to like
see what's rare.
Yeah, and then they slip it in the pack and then they sell it. But it's just crazy that shit was like at our access right there.
Don't sleep, fucking even sports cards. Like bro, rookie cards,
crazy. Those bro, bits are crazy.
Crazy. You just gotta hold that. It's like a stock.
Especially when Kobe died, RIP 24.
Yeah, man.
His shit went nuts, bro.
Y'all had them gold fucking Pokemon 18 karat joint with the fucking metallic. Well,
I think
red
I know you're talking about. Yeah. From BK. I never had
that. Worth anything these days?
I've seen them.
Yeah. What? The Burger King one? You're talking about the Burger King ones? Or was it someone else?
I don't think those are six.
Those are not six.
Yeah, let me see. Pokemon.
Those are the fake ones? They're imitating gold.
They're not fake, but.
Not fake, but it wasn't a vibe. You know?
Gold card value.
I have 100.
Yeah, I just know my shit said fucking 14 karat gold or some shit.
Yeah, I doubt that shit was that. That shit is 14 karat cap.
14 cap.
Oh, yeah, it says, sorry, Pokemon fans, your gold. Yeah, it's basically it's a dub.
Those are nothing?
Those aren't a vibe. A
dub. Yeah, it's probably from something else, maybe, but like.
It's a hollows. You want the hollows.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going for like $152 on thing. I'd get one.
The
just
Pokeball with the gold thing?
Yeah,
in the,
$75, $42. They're all like different. But yeah, I remember that shit. That's
$25 if I still have.
That shit was crazy. Yeah. But yeah, that's.
Wish I had that charger.
I'm going to hold this. I got this little like, it's like a big box of the three decks from, there's three starter decks from Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like Yugi's deck, Kaiba's deck, and I think Joey's deck. I'm going to just hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it and see what happens.
That. Yeah, just hold it. As kids, like, did your guys' parents ever kind of check on you? Like, if you're watching a show and, like, the nigga was, like, mad loud, like, this show has mad sex, mad nudity.
Oh, yeah,
mad
yeah.
Mad drugs.
Yeah.
Bro, it would be the loudest show. Like, yo, what the fuck, bro? Like, but did your parents like, care
so
about
dramatic, though?
Not my dad.
And it wouldn't even be no serious shit like that. They show him the fucking shoulder, and it's just like, yeah, like, we just got
sexual innuendos.
Yeah.
Throughout.
Nah.
Your parents didn't care?
No, not really.
Yeah, my dad just said, don't fuck with me.
The only thing that I ever had an issue with is just,
I've definitely seen those, like,
one tits. Yeah. Oh, I saw huge racks on the fucking screen.
Yeah. Your mom cared doing history. You think I'm an adult?
Yeah. Your mom cared when like there's jugs being played when you're like watching a movie.
Boobs.
Yeah. Like, yeah, 100%. She didn't give a fuck.
We're talking about boobs.
Oh, those mean boobs.
Just to clarify,
bro, you know,
the little ass kid is like hella grown. He's like, oh, I can say that word, like.
Yeah, I've seen boobs.
Boobs. Boobs. I've been there.
Nah, that wasn't a problem.
Okay. Thanks. I just wanted to see. We're y'all moving.
Before we get up out of here, man. At what point are y'all niggas gonna give up driving?
No.
You see old people on the road and shit, and then sometimes all right, my man.
That's
you gotta get your fucking grandson to drive you, nigga. It's time. Damn. But like, are you waiting for you to say like, yo, all right, I'm done driving, or your body to be like, yo, my nigga, you gotta get up out the seat.
Man, honestly, I don't even think by the time we get to that level, we're gonna be driving anymore.
But you asked me that 50 years from now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Tesla is going. Like,
if you imagine there's no autopilot and shit.
I bet. My answer is I'll start driving when I can't, like, go like this and fix my shit.
Yeah, that's a good measure.
When that takes too long to do, I'll be like, I'll start driving right now.
I don't give a fuck.
Huh? Yeah,
I'll stop right now.
I love driving.
Driving is amazing. So
yeah. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, that's my take.
Nigga, look at these niggas chat. Look at these niggas. Fuck not chat. They don't care about the earth.
What happened?
Bro, I'm here for a good time, a long time.
Right? I'm just wondering what the fuck happens. Mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I drive by those instances where, like, okay, that's the last time this motherfucker drives.
Should drive.
See, like, an old person driving, driving into an exit lane on the highway as an entrance. I'm like, yo, this is the day. This is the day she fucking her daughter says, "Mom, give me the keys."
Oh my god, there's times where I see fucking young niggas. I'm going down the motherfucking the Gardner. And the gardener's all one way, and I see a nigga's headlights heading towards me. I'm just like,
Am I fucked? Who's fucked here?
Bro, yeah, they're checking stuff, but some niggas just do not know.
Yeah.
Some people just should not drive, or they should just learn a little bit more before they get behind the wheel.
There has to be some flags where you can't, like, if you're in driving school and a student does some fucked up shit, or it's like, there has to be like a single string.
My first test, I was beaming it through the school. So they should have known that.
You failed your first time?
I almost crashed into a tree.
I didn't see the fucking flashing light, nigga. It's flashing 40 and I'm beaming the same way as like it wasn't flashing.
Yeah. And the thing is, if I was a driver instructor, real spit, like if I was a driver, I'm the nigga.
That, don't even worry about that.
If I'm a nigga that's saying you get to pass whatever, like if I'm in the whip with him and he's doing like, let's just say it's a 40 zone and you're doing a 60, like, but it's a cool 60, like this nigga straight. Like, you know what I mean? I feel no danger.
Sure, there's a boogie 60. You're like, cool 60. Yeah.
You saw how I relaxed too, because I know there's a cool 60. Where it's a
cool
60. Yeah. Look around, partner, we ain't gotta be doing 40 right now.
You watched me and see me fucking do it. You couldn't even tell me, yo, chill.
Yeah,
yeah, nigga has bricks.
When I was done, and I remember, like, I pulled up, and this nigga was like, "Okay, so you did this, good." In the 40, it was flashing. You noticed that? I was like, "Nah, yeah, you're going 60, so I must fail you." I was like, yeah, you could have just fucking told me right there. Yeah. You could have said, "Hey, yo, slow down. I'm about to fail you, all right?"
Bro, it's just a matter of
fucking. Yeah, bro, yeah. Just fucking fix it, nigga.
Bro, yeah. I remember that conversation I had with that girl, with my driving instructor or whatever. Fuck. I just like, we just pull up. She's like, "All right, just start in park." I just put it in park and I just fucking relax a little bit, took off my seatbelt. I'm just like, "What's up?"
So I was in a situation.
You fuck with that shit.
So, guys, you saw right now.
Can't whip this hoe up out of here. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Because if you get your license, you can go right there. Like,
yeah.
You have your license.
Yeah.
And she just told me, she's like, "Yeah, like, I felt safe with you. Like, I'm going to pass you." I'm just like, get out and bump this motherfucking Wheezy.
What kind of fucking test you got to do, nigga? Why the fuck? Who the fuck made you a fucking captain here? What kind of test you doing, nigga?
What kind of wheels you got?
If I pull up on that nigga right now, if I pull up and say, "Yo, race me, nigga," like,
yeah. Facts.
Yo, you're not beating me. You know that.
I should have said that shit. I've been like,
see me in 5 years, bro.
Bro, who made right you the now. Captain, nigga? Who put you fucking charge, nigga?
Bro, the way she was moving, I should have said, "All right, bet. Like, now we're going to switch seats and let me see how you do. Go ahead, merge into the left lane, please." I just felt like that shit is just so, like, boring. Like, when I was just there, I'm like, yo, I'd failed at me for being whack right now. Like, yo, why am I doing 60 and 60?
Bro, I failed it twice.
I can't.
Twice?
Like, I just drove. Yeah, I failed once, though. I failed the G test.
Y'all had driving school and shit with a nigga?
No, hell no.
Fuck that.
I'm driving school.
Bro, I was in that shit. I was doing a three-point turn. I remember just being just overwhelmed. Somebody fucking break this, look at this, left, right, oops, adjust the thing. I'm fucking backing up on the road now, and I'm just so fucking overwhelmed.
Mm.
And then I'm like, I'm stepping on the gas to like peel forward. Let's get it, nigga. And that's what I found out. The nigga had brakes the whole time. What the fuck? It was like a saucer car.
Because the car was hitting the gas and the brakes at the same time. I'm like, what the fuck did I press? The car was sick. This nigga said about the brakes. I just start.
Yo, I remember
that. That was a sweaty lesson, nigga.
Bro, them niggas were scared because I'm like, they didn't really, like, my driver instructor didn't really speak that much English. So when I was, like, getting ready to peel up out of there, like, this nigga, I remember.
Nigga gonna say it somehow, nigga.
Yeah, he stopped the fucking car because I think I didn't, like, I don't know if I, like, it was something so small, like, I didn't signal or something. He's like, no, must signal. Nigga, no, I'm peeling up out of here. Like, I'm going straight. Like,
I used to hate when y'all niggas had driving lessons.
Yeah.
That shit was my. Play ball or some shit, bro.
You feel like, you feel like good about it, though? You feel like it's good, like, you'd recommend her.
My dad felt like it was good for insurance purposes. Like, them shits, it brought you down a little bit and you can get it faster.
Yeah.
But, like,
as far as the lessons are,
yeah, that motherfucking class was sweaty.
Yeah, my dad sharpened me up.
Yeah.
But I was definitely more comfortable with them, though.
My dad, nigga, shout out to my cousin Dean. He actually listens to the podcast, too.
Shout out to that, man.
Shout out to my cousin Dean. I remember he taught me. I remember I didn't even want to drive. I was like, fuck it. Because I seen my brothers, like, just be wild with the whip, get mad tickets, insurance going up, driving, no tags and shit. So I was like, honestly, this just seems like a stressful life. I'm good on that. Mm. But my cousin was like, nah, man, you should learn how to drive. Like, I'm going to come every Saturday and teach you how to drive. I'm like, man.
That's good.
But he came every Saturday for like 2 months.
Vaughn good.
You know what I mean? So I appreciate that.
Shout out to that.
Yo, shout out to 106 and Park, Roxy and Terrence asking Waka Flocka what he think about voting, because that was the fucking bro. Every election,
Vote good, bro.
Yo, that's real shit. I
don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
But you know, like, he knew enough to say voting is good.
Yeah, like,
nigga, bro, one fucking line.
Somebody's gonna try to say too much.
Yeah,
don't know what they talking about, and then you get exposed. You just like, yo, voting's good,
bro. I knew from the minute that nigga smiled. So the nigga that nigga smirked, I'm like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. I'm good, bro.
Y'all put me on this one.
Look, I thought my manager told y'all we're not talking about voting. I told y'all no voting questions.
What's your thoughts on voting?
My thoughts on voting? Voting cool. Voting good. No, I'm going to keep it real, though. I can't keep it real. Like, voting good, though. Like, you supposed to vote. Like, you supposed to really get into it. No folks talking about. I don't know that. Hey,
yo,
we
gotta
run that back.
Yes, sir. This was Random Order, episode 69. The Random Order podcast, man. We signing the fuck out.
Yes, sir.
Subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to keep up with the video version because he's gonna be pumping out. Yeah. I know the boy in Florida, we getting our shit right to fucking make sure that, you know, we're still shooting this shit. As clean as possible.
Yo.
The audio version of Random Order is available on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Leave all the fucking amazing, great comments and reviews if you like the podcast. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Random Order Show. 4YE, we getting busy. We got a lot going on. We got the do-rags. We got the hoodies. We got the hats. We got the sweatpants. Yeah. All that. The pins.
Shout out to everyone that
getting
ordered.
Getting busy. 4YE.ca.
Mm-hmm.
By the time this come out, we got a crazy Black Friday sale going on. So y'all gonna get busy. Y'all black out on them sales, man. Take advantage, man. Fuck it back in full effect. Tracksuits out. Yes, we got a lot more coming out. Calendars and shit is about to get fucking wild. So head over to 4ye.ca and check out the Black Friday sale going on right now.
Yes, sir. Man, what's the bug of the day, man?
Yo, motherfucking praying mantis, man. We got to shout them off, man. It's about time we show them niggas some love.
Facts.
Them niggas cool.
100.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.